Welcome to this session on worship.
Lujeng sumbing dina sesi penyembahan.
How important is worship to you?
Seberapa penting penyembahan kanggo sadere?
I want to look at the priority, purpose, and portrayal of worship.
Tapi hayang ningali tina segi prioritas tujuan sareng gambaran penyembahan.
As I've been traveling around the world, I've seen a greater interest in praise and worship.
Waktu sapi ngangkat ngulingan dunia, abdi ningal minat anu ageng dina pujian sareng penyembahan.
People are hungry to encounter God's presence.
Jalmi lapar kanggo aya di hadirat Allah.
And they're finding that they can do that through praise and worship.
Anjeunna nuju milari naon anu tiasa dilakukeun ngalangkungan muji sareng nyembah.
In this session we'll discover the importance of worship to the Lord.
Dina sesi ieu urang bakal kenging pentingna nyembah ka Pangeran.
And the responsibility every believer has to worship the Lord as a priority in their life.
Tanggung jawab setiap jamaah percaya nyembah teh janten hiji prioritas dina hirup aranjeun.
We'll answer the questions why do we worship and what is worship.
Urang bakal ngajawab patarosan-patarosan kunaon urang nyembah sareng naon penyembahan teh.
So is worship a priority in God's kingdom?
Penyembahan nyaeta hiji prioritas dina kerajaan Allah.
I believe it is.
Ari percanten.
It's the first and greatest commandment.
Ieu teh perintah anu utama sareng pangutamana.
The Bible and the church make it a priority.
Kitab suci sareng gereja ngajantukeun hiji prioritas.
And Jesus makes it a priority in his teachings as well.
Yesus ge ngajantukeun hiji prioritas dina ajaranana.
The Bible says, "Fear God and give glory to him."
Kitab suci nyarios, masing sieun ka Allah, mulyakeun mantena.
For the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him.
Umarki waktos panghakiman parantos sumping, sareng sembah mantena.
The supreme duty for all creatures, including man, is to worship.
Tugas panghakeuna kanggo sadaya makhluk, kalebet manusia nyaeta nyembah.
For time and eternity, our responsibility is to worship our Creator.
Tanggung jawab urang salamina nyaeta nyembah anu nyiptakeun urang.
Jesus said all creatures are to worship him.
Yesus ngadawuh, sadaya makhluk sembah mantena.
Because the Lord created you, therefore you should worship him.
Pangeran parantos nyiptakeun saderek, sakedahna nyembah kamantena.
Matthew chapter 4 verse 10.
Matius pasal 4 ayat ke-10
says that shows us the importance of worship.
Nuduhkeun ka urang pentingna nyembah.
In the latter part of the verse when Jesus is talking to Satan,
dina bagian akhir dina ayat ieu waktos Yesus nyeros ka setan,
he declares a universal principle.
Anjeunna nyeroskeun prinsip umum.
You should worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
Maraneh kudu nyembah ka Pangeran Allah ngan kamantena kudu ngabakti.
And that is the command of the Lord to us.
Kita parentah Gusti Yesus ka urang.
Some of us serve our employer more than we serve God.
Tabra urang ngalayanan bos langkung tibatan ngalayanan Allah.
Some of us serve our own desires more than we serve God.
Sapara di antawis urang ngalayan ka hoyong sorangan tibatan ngalayanan Allah.
And I'm not talking about the attitude of serving, but the attitude or the action of serving rather, but the attitude of worship.
Api sanes nyeres perkawis sikap ngalayanan atau napi tindakan ngalayanan nanging langkung kana sikap dina nyembah.
Our attitude in all of our service should be as worship unto the Lord.
Sikap urang dina sakala pelayanan sakedahna janten ibadah ka Pangeran.
Now, it's also a priority not only in scripture but in the church.
Sanes ngan saukur prioritas dina firman nanging dina gereja.
Worship is the first priority of God's people.
Penyembahan nyaeta prioritas pangutamana umat Allah.
When I talk about the church, I'm not talking about a religious institution, but God's people.
Patos abdi nyarios perkawis gereja, sanes nyarios perkawis lembaga agama, nanging umat Allah.
The reason worship's a priority with God's people is because of it's a priority with God.
Alasan nyembah nyaeta hiji prioritas sareng umat Allah, kumarki ieu hiji prioritas sareng Allah.
Our priority is him.
Prioritas urang nyaeta mantena.
Not programs.
Sanes program.
The church's priority is to exalt its head.
Prioritas gereja nyaeta kangge ngagungkeun pamimpinna.
The church is called to worship him.
Gereja disaur kanggo nyembah.
There's an interesting scripture in 1 Peter 2:9.
Aya hiji ayat anu narik nyaeta 1 Petrus 2 ayat 8.
That talks about your calling.
Anu nyaris perkawis disaurna saderek.
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
1 Petrus pasal 2 ayat 8.
You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies or the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Sebaliknya aranjan mah turunan anu kapilih ngagem hak imam kerajaan jadi bangsa anu suci, umat Allah kumantan anu geus ditangtukeun geusan ngeluarkeun padamelan-padamelan mantena anu agung nyaeta anu nyaur dulur-dulur kaluar ti alam poek geusan asup kana cahaya mantena anu aheng.
God has chosen you to worship.
Allah parantos milih saderek kangge nyembah.
He's called you out of your race and out of your background to worship him.
Allah parantos nyaur saderek kaluar ti bangsana kanggo nyembah ka Allah.
You're a special priesthood to him.
Saderek teh hiji imam istimewa kanggo mantena.
What do priests do?
Naon dilakukan imam?
They offer spiritual sacrifices to God.
Nyanggahkeun kurban kanggo Allah.
You're called to offer spiritual sacrifices of praise and worship.
Saderek disaur kanggo nyanggahkeun kurban pujian sareng penyembahan.
You're a holy nation.
Saderek bangsa anu suci.
The nation of God's people.
Umat Allah kumanten.
You're his possession.
Saderek kagungan mantena.
Why?
Naon?
Because you're supposed to proclaim his praise in the earth.
Kumarkis saderek kedah nganyatakeun pujian di alam dunia.
God called you out of darkness.
Allah nyaur saderek keluar tina poek.
He's called you out of the kingdom of darkness.
Mantena pantas nyaur saderek keluar tina kerajaan poek.
And translated you into the kingdom of his marvelous light.
Sareng mindahkeun saderek ka lebet cahaya anu aheng.
Therefore, we should praise him.
Kumargi eta urang sakrana muji anjeuna.
Therefore, we should worship him.
Nyembah mantena.
It becomes a priority to us as believers.
Ia jantan hiji prioritas urang salaku urang percaya.
Verse 10.
Ayat ka 10.
For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God, and you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Asana dulur-dulur teh lain umat Allah. Ayeuna jadi kagungana. Anu tadina sepi kupar piwelas Allah kiwari henteu kendat di piwelas di piasih.
Because we've received his mercy, we worship him.
Kumargi urang parantos nampi piwelas Allah, urang nyembah mantena.
I mean that alone causes you want to jump and shout.
Maksudna saukur nyebabkan saderek loncat jeung ngagrowok.
And magnify him.
Muliakan mantena.
In Genesis, Adam fell when he failed to worship God.
Dina kejadian Adam cilaka waktu gagal nyembah ke Allah.
In Revelation, all history culminates in an eternal worship service.
Dina wahyu sadaya sejarah dugi ka puncakna dina hiji kabaktian penyembahan kekal.
In the presence of the glorious Lord.
Di hadirat pangeran anu mulia.
I want to read something from Tozer.
Tapi hoyong ngaos hiji hal ti Tozer.
Tozer said in his booklet Worship, the Missing Jewel of the Evangelical Church.
Tozer nyarios dina buku alitna Penyembahan Permata anu Leungit di Gereja Injili.
He said the purpose of God in sending his son to die and rise again to sit at his right hand.
Tozer nyarios yen tujuan Allah dina ngintunkeun putrana kanggo pupus gugah deui nyaeta kanggo calik di katuhunana.
Was that he might restore to us the missing jewel, the jewel of worship.
Dugi anjeunna tiasa mulihkeun urang, permata anu leungit, permata penyembahan.
That we might come back and learn to do again what we were created to do in the first place.
Dugi ka urang kinging uih deui sareng diajar ngalakukeun salaku ciptaan di tempat asal.
To worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Nyaeta nyembah pangeran tina keindahan kasucianana.
To spend our time in awesome wonder and adoration of God.
Kanggo ngagunakeun waktu urang dina keagungan sareng penyembahan ka Allah.
feeling and expressing it.
Haraoskeun sareng ngucapkeunana.
He said, "We're here to be worshipers first and workers second."
Anjeunna nyarios, urang aya di dieu ngawitan janten penyembahan salajengna didamel.
That says it very clearly.
Jadi caroskeun eta pisan.
And also worship is a priority with Jesus.
Penyembahan nyata hiji prioritas kanggo Yesus.
It was important to him.
Ia penting kanggo mantena.
Matthew chapter 22 verse 36 to 38 talks about the greatest commandment.
Matius pasal 22 ayat 36 dugi ka 38 nyarioskeun perkawis hukum anu pang utamana.
It says you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Nyarioskeun kurunya ka pangeran kalawan sabuletna hate.
And with all your soul.
Sabuletna jiwa.
And with all your mind.
Atas akal budi.
And then it says, this is the greatest and foremost commandment.
Salajengna dicarioskeun, eta timbalan anu pang utamana.
Worship is the first and greatest commandment in the new covenant.
Penyembahannya eta anu utama sareng pang utamana dina perjanjian anyar.
And it's the first commandment in the old covenant.
Ieu parintah anu kahiji dina perjanjian lawas.
This call for worship establishes worship as the universal priority.
Panyaur kanggo nyembah ngajantenkeun penyembahan janten prioritas umum.
It is the number one responsibility of every believer in every nation.
Ia mangrupikeun tanggung jawab utama tiap anu percaya di unggal bangsa.
The Bible says all nations shall worship before him.
Kitab suci nyarioskeun sadaya bangsa bakal nyembah di payunanana.
And there's a call of the Holy Spirit into the world bringing forth worshipers.
Panyaur ti Roh Suci kadunya nyandak panyembah tampil ka payun.
Even when Jesus taught us how to pray.
Langkung ti eta waktu Yesus ngawulang ka urang kumaha ngadoa.
He said, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven.
Karena waktu ngadoa kieu ama nu linggih di sawarga.
Hallowed be thy name.
Jenengan namamu kudu disucikeun.
There's worship.
Eta teh penyembahan.
Before you list your petition,
tatacan sadarek ngadaftarkeun paminta,
you worship him.
Sadarek nyembah ka Allah.
So before prayer comes praise.
Catatan doa aya penyembahan.
Before we ask of him, we should honor him.
Catatan urang nyuhunkeun ka anjeunna, urang kedah ngahormat.
Because worship is not because of what he can do for us.
Nyembah sanes kumargi naon anu mantena tiasa dipidamakan
urang. We worship because of who he is.
Urang nyembah kumargi saha mantena teh.
Now why do we worship?
Kunaon urang nyembah?
Is it just a tradition of the Christian faith?
Nah, ya saukur tradisi ti iman Kristen?
No.
Anes.
It has become that, but only because we understand its reason. Its
purpose. Memang parantos janten tradisi, tapi urang terang alasan sareng tujuanana.
Number one, we worship because of who he is.
Kahiji urang nyembah kumarki saha anjeunna.
Our creator.
Anu nyiptakeun urang.
Therefore he's worthy of our worship because of his transcendence and his holiness.
Mantena pantas urang sembah kumargi maha kawasa sareng maha suci.
Number two.
Anu kadua.
We worship him because of what he's done for us.
Urang nyembah mantena kumargi naon anu dipidamel kanggo urang.
He created us.
Mantena nyiptakeun
urang. Therefore we worship him.
Kumargi eta urang nyembah.
He saved us, therefore we worship him.
Mantena nyalametkeun urang.
Number three.
Anu katilu.
We worship to obey the will of our heavenly Father.
Urang nyembah kanggo taat kana kahoyong anu di sawarga.
John 4:23 says the Father is seeking such to worship him.
Yohanes 4 ayat 23 nyeroskeun pangersa ama penyembahan-penyembahan anu nyembah anjeunna.
The Father is looking for worshipers.
Ama nuju milari para penyembah.
He's seeking throughout the world for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Anjeunna nuju milari ka salam dunya marahena anu bakal nyembah dina roh jeung kayaktian.
That's why we worship him.
Ieu sababna urang nyembah mantena.
Number 4.
Noka opat.
We worship to bless and honor him.
Urang nyembah kanggo nyenangkeun sareng ngahormatan anjeunna.
Worship's not for us.
Nyembahan sanes keur urang.
Worship is not come out of a selfish attitude.
Penyembahan sanes muncul tina sikap anu mentingkeun diri sorangan.
We don't worship because we like the emotion of it.
Urang teh nyembah kumarki urang resep waktu nyembah.
We don't just worship because it feels good.
Hanya sekedar nyembah kumari karo senang.
We worship to please him.
Urang nyembah kanggo nyenangkeun anjeunna.
And to bless him.
Kanggo ngagungkeun anjeunna.
And to honor him.
Kanggo ngahormatan anjeunna.
We're not the beneficiaries of worship.
Urang sanes ahli waris penyembahan.
True worship is not self-centered or self-serving.
Penyembahan anu sajati sanes pusatna diri sorangan atana tingalayanan sorangan.
We worship to honor him.
Urang nyembah kanggo ngahormatan anjeunna.
Number 5.
Anu kalima.
We worship because we love him.
Urang nyembah kumaki urang mika asih ka anjeunna.
He means so much to you, doesn't he?
Anjeunna sakitu mika asihna ka saderek.
Therefore, you worship him.
Bakitu saderek nyembah mantena.
Our hearts are pregnant with adoration and exaltation.
Hati urang pinuh ku pujian sareng ngagungkeun anjeunna.
We appreciate him so much.
Urang sakitu ngahargaan ka mantena.
That alone is a good reason to praise him.
Eta hiji-hijina alesan kanggo muji mantena.
Number 6.
Sagenep.
We worship because of his activity in the earth.
Urang nyembah kumargi aya di ieu dunya.
Because of the Christ event.
Kumargi naon nu dialaman ku Kristus.
That's his death, resurrection and soon coming.
Upusna, gugahna sareng sumpingna anu tereh.
Because of what he did there, we worship him.
Urang nyembah kumargi naon anu dipidamel ku anjeunna di dieu.
Number 7, we worship to draw near to him.
Noka 7, urang nyembah sabalas raket sareng anjeunna.
The Bible says, come into my presence with singing.
Kitab suci nyeroskeun asup ka hadirat kami ku pupujian.
Come on.
Mangga.
Draw near.
Masing deket.
Come into.
Amus ka jero.
My presence.
Hadirat kami.
Enter into my presence with thanksgiving.
Asup ka hadirat kami ku ucapan syukur.
Enter into my courts with praise.
Asup ka palataran kami ku pupujian.
Don't stay at a distance.
Tong ayan di tempat jauh.
Don't stay outside my presence.
Tong di luar hadirat kami.
But come on, draw near.
Menghiap sing caket.
Come close.
Datang sing deket.
With praise and worship.
Pujian jeung penyembahan.
That's another reason that we worship him.
Ku alasan nusanes kunan urang nyembah kamantena.
Bible says in Psalm 22:3.
Kitab suci nyeroskeun dina Jabur 22 ayat kaopat.
For me, this is the most important scripture in the Bible about praise and worship.
Memutkan abdi dauhan pangeran anu pang penting na tina kitab suci ngenaan muji sareng nyembah.
This is what gives praise and worship meaning and power.
Ia hartina kawasa pujian sareng penyembahan.
Psalm 22:3.
Jabur 22 ayat 4.
Thou art holy, O thou who art enthroned upon the praises of Israel.
Gusti teh anu maha suci, anu ngasta pujining Israel teh.
One reason worship and praise is important is because God sits on it.
Hiji alasan kuna nyembah sareng muji teh penting, nyaeta kumargi Allah ngasto di luhureun pupujian.
He who is enthroned or sits on the praises.
Mantena linggi, atanapi ngasto di luhureun pupujian.
Some translations of that verse says that praise becomes a throne.
Sababaraha terjemahan dina ayat ieu nyereskeun yen pupujian janten hiji tahta.
And when we worship him,
patos urang muji anjeunna,
we form a throne of praise.
Urang ngabentuk hiji tahta pujian.
And God sits and rules in the atmosphere.
Allah ngasto sareng marintah dina awang-awang.
His kingdom is evidenced.
Kerajaanana dibuktikan.
His presence is revealed.
Kasumpinganana dinyatakan.
So when we worship Him,
janten waktu seorang nyembah kemantena,
God reigns in that place.
Allah merintah di eta tempat.
Not only in our hearts,
kanes ngan saukur dina hati orang,
but in the atmosphere where we're praising.
Tapi dina waktu seorang pujian.
I have a friend who took a worship team into a Muslim country.
Abing kado rencangan anu nyandak tim penyembahan ka hiji negara Muslim.
And they began to worship and praise the Lord in public.
Anjeuna ngawita nyembah sareng muji Gusti Yesus di payunan umum.
And there was this tall idol, 27 feet tall.
Dirinya aya patung berhala anu 27 kaki luhurna.
And when they were worshiping and praising the Lord,
baktos aranjeuna nyembah sareng muji,
this idol falls over.
Patung berhala teh amruk.
Sounds like something I read in the Bible.
Kadanguna sapertos abdi ngaos tina kitab suci.
Where the presence of God caused Dagon the statue to fall over.
Di mana hadirat Allah nyebabkan patung Dagon amruk.
Well, the government came and tried to fix the idol and put it back up.
Aya petugas di pamerintah sumping rek nyoping adang dosa eta patung sareng ngadekeun deui.
But it wouldn't stay there.
Tapi teu tiasa.
So they just let it lay there.
Marehna ngantep patung eta ngagoler di dinya.
It's interesting this happened during praise and worship.
Ieu narik pisan di mana ieu kajadian waktu pupujian sareng penyembahan.
For when we worship and praise Him, God rules in that atmosphere.
Umarke waktu sareng nyembah sareng muji anjeuna, Allah marentah dina awang-awang.
No other power.
Teu aya kawasa sanes.
No other force.
Teu aya kakuatan sanes.
Only Jesus.
Ngan Yesus.
When we honor Him, He gets preeminence.
Batas orang ngahormat ka anjeuna ngawitan dimasyurkeun.
Now when we talk about worship, we have to understand what it is.
Batas orang nyarios perkawis penyembahan, orang kedah ngartos naon maksudna.
You see, worship in its general sense involves prayer, praise, and thanksgiving.
Penyembahan dina pengertian umum ngalibatkan doa, pujian, sareng ucapan syukur.
It involves the Eucharist, it involves altar calls, it involves the gifts of the Spirit.
Ia ngalipatkan perjamuan Gusti, uleman kapayun, karunia roh.
In fact, preaching is an act of worship leading.
Kanyatanana khotbah teh hiji tindakan anu mimpin ka penyembahan.
When we preach Jesus and He's revealed, people begin to worship.
Paktos urang ngotbahkeun Yesus, sareng anjeuna dinyatakeun, jalmi-jalmi ngawitan nyembah.
In fact, the way that we act and behave in our life is an expression of worship.
Kanyataanana, tindak tanduk paripula urang mangrugikeun hiji penyembahan.
Whatever we do in word or deed, if it's done unto God, it's worship.
Naon bae anu ku urang dilakukeun sacariosan oge padamelan, umpami ieu dilakukeun kanggo Allah, ieu teh penyembahan.
But I want to zero in on a couple key points.
Tapi abdi hayang ngaringkeus dina sabaraha hal penting.
Number one, worship is giving to God.
Kahiji, nyembah teh masihkeun ka Allah.
When we gather together to worship, we gather to give something to Him.
Otos urang ngariung sasarengan bade nyembah, urang parantos masihan ka Allah.
We give Him our time, our energy.
Urang masihkeun waktu sareng energi urang.
We give Him an offering of finances.
Urang masihkeun persembahan.
An offering of praise.
Sareng persembahan pujian.
Worshippers are givers.
Para penyembah teh mangrupikeun tukang masihan.
It's interesting those that want to keep to themselves and hide and store up are not worshippers.
Ieu narik pisan di mana anu hoyong nyimpen, nyumputkeun sareng nimbun sanes penyembah-penyembah.
Worshippers are extravagant.
Para penyembah nyaeta jelema anu hebat.
They're givers.
Marehna teh berehan.
Also, worship is proclaiming who He is.
Penyembahan teh ngumumkeun saha anjeuna.
It's declaring and singing His attributes.
Ieu ngumumkeun sareng muji sifat-sifat anjeuna.
It's praising Him with an attitude of worship.
Muji anjeuna ku sikap penyembahan.
It's glorifying and magnifying Him in the eyes and ears of men and angels.
Ngamulyakeun sareng ngamasyurkeun mantena dina soca jeung cepil jalmi sareng para malaikat.
That's why the march for Jesus around the world is so significant, because people are praising him publicly.
Disebabna kunaon ngajajar kanggo Yesus di saalam dunia sakitu pentingna kumarki jalmi-jalmi nuju muji mantenan di payunan umum.
Proclaiming who Jesus is.
Ngumumkeun saha Yesus teh.
Worship is an attitude of the heart.
Penyembahannya eta sikap hate.
It's an attitude more than it is an action.
Ia langkung ti hiji sikap, tibatan hiji tindakan.
You see, because I have my hands in the air does not mean that I am worshiping.
Tek tingali umpami abdi ngangkat panangan kaluhur, sanes hartosna abdi nuju nyembah.
Often we say, oh look, he's worshiping Jesus.
Sering urang nyarios, tingali anjay nuju nyembah Yesus.
Yeah, but maybe I'm thinking about my sore back right now.
Terus, tapi tiasa oke abdi nuju ngimutan tonggong anu nyeri.
At that moment, I'm not worshiping.
Nah, waktu seta abdi sanes nuju nyembah.
But just because I have the posture of worship,
marki sikap abdi nuju nyembah,
does not mean that I am worshiping.
Sanes hartosna nuju nyembah.
I could have a gun in my back.
Abdi tiasa nyimpen bedil dina tonggong.
You can't say that I'm worshiping.
Tadek tiasa nyarios yen abdi nuju nyembah.
Because worship begins in the heart.
Umarki penyembahan ngawitan tina jero hate.
And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Naon anu kaluar tina hate, kaluar ngalengungan lambe.
Our body expresses.
Badan urang nganyatakeun.
But the attitude is the genesis of worship.
Tapi sikapnya eta awal tina penyembahan.
So worship is an attitude of the heart more than an act of praise.
Janten penyembahan nyata hiji sikap hate, sanes ngan saukur hiji tindakan muji.
But the other side of worship is it's not only an attitude, but it does express itself outwardly.
Tapi na sisi anu sanes, penyembahan nyata sanes ngan saukur hiji sikap, tapi ngan nyatakan dina secara lahiriah.
So worship is love expressed.
Penyembahan eta teh ungkapan kanyaah.
You see, the key word is love.
Tadak tingali kata kuncinya nyata kanyaah.
Not expressed.
Mas ekspresi.
Because you can do the expression and not have the meaning in it.
Kumargi eta sadarek tiasa mengekspresikan, tapi entaya hartina.
And therefore worship becomes sounding brass and tinkling cymbals.
Kumargi penyembahan jantan goong anu disada jeng tanang anu gemerincing.
There's no love in it.
Aya kanyaah di jerona.
The love gives it meaning.
Kanyaah ngajantankan penyembahan aya hartina.
The love makes it worship.
Kanyaah ngajantankan ekspresi jantan penyembahan.
And the love gives the expression, the passion.
Kanyaah ngajantankan perasaan anu diungkapkan.
Because worship is not a performance.
Kumaki penyembahan sanes pertunjukan.
It is not singing, it is not bowing.
Sanes ngawi sareng sanes tungkul.
It is not dancing and it is not lifting hands.
Sanes igal-igalan sareng sanes ngangkat panangan.
Those are only the expressions of love, they're not the essence of worship.
Ingan saukur ungkapan kanyaah, ieu sanes inti penyembahan.
Worship is also telling and acting out the work of Christ.
Penyembahan masihan terang sareng ngalakukeun padamelan Kristus.
It's bringing the past into the future.
Kenya anak waktu katukang ka waktu nu bakal datang.
And how we do this is remembering and rehearsing in our minds and with our eyes the Lord's Supper.
Maha urang mieling sareng ngelatih dina pikiran panon urang kana perjamuan Gusti.
That's worship.
Itulah penyembahan.
And we can remind each other of what Christ has done for us also in song.
Urang silih ilingan naon anu ku Kristus parantos dilakukeun kang urang dina pupujian.
And in sermon.
Dina khotbah.
And those would be acts of worship.
Eta bakal janten tindakan penyembahan.
If the attitude of worship is there.
Umpami sikap penyembahan aya di dinya.
Worship is both a subjective feeling and an objective activity.
Penyembahan nyata perasaan subjek sareng oge kagiatan objek.
It is not unexpressed feelings.
Ia sanes perasaan anu teu diungkapkeun.
If I keep my feelings locked up inside,
tarek tingali abdi nyimpen perasaan dina hati abdi,
then I may not be worshiping.
Kajengna abdi mungkin
menyembah. Oh, you say, God sees my heart.
Oh, sedek nyarios, Allah ningali hati abdi.
That's true, but if it's meaningful to you, you'll express it.
Eta leres, tapi umpamina ieu hartosna kanggo saderek, bakal nganyatakeun.
You see, when I got married,
sedek ningali waktu abdi nikah,
I wanted to tell everybody.
Abdi pada masihan terang setiap jam.
Was I ashamed?
Naon kudu era?
That I married my wife?
Tetap dinikah ka pamajikan?
I wanted to keep it a secret.
Aha, kudu nyimpen dina peci rahasia.
I wanted to just keep it in my heart.
Nyimpen dina jero hate?
No, it means something to me.
Anes, ieu teh penting pisan hartosna
ka. And so I wanted to tell everyone.
Abdi bade ngawartoskeun ka setiap jalmi.
How much more what Jesus has done for you means to you? How much more?
Kabaseur Yesus parantos ngadamel kangge kepentingan saderek. Sakumaseur.
So you want to tell everybody about him.
Tangtu saderek hoyong masihan terang ka setiap jalmi.
So it's not unexpressed feelings or empty formulas.
Yes, anes anu tos diungkapkeun atanapi basa-basi.
And our worship cannot be called worship if it's only empty programs.
Penyembahan da tiasa disebut penyembahan bami ieu ngan saukur rencana anu teu diwujudkeun.
Worship is also a meeting between God and his people.
Penyembahan oge ngandong harti hiji patepang antawis Allah sareng umatna.
It's an interactive encounter between the creator and his human creatures.
Interaktif antawis sang pencipta sareng makhluk ciptaanana.
In that we worship.
Eta urang nyembah.
And God wants our worship not just to be a monologue to him.
Allah mika hoyong penyembahan urang sanes ngan saukur komunikasi searah.
But an interactive communication between him and us.
Tapi hiji komunikasi interaktif antawis mantena sareng urang.
Now here's some things that worship isn't.
Jadi aya sababaraha hal anu sanes penyembahan.
Worship is not music.
Penyembahan sanes musik.
Because music in and of itself isn't worship.
Kumarki tina musik nyalira sanes penyembahan.
Many musicians in the world play instruments, but that doesn't mean they're worshiping God.
Pemain musik di dunia ngamainkeun musik tapi ia sanesna maranehna nuju nyembah.
Music skills are not worship skills.
Katrampilan main musik sanes katrampilan nyembah.
And yet many places around the world we believe that if we play music we're worshiping.
Sanaos di sakulia dunia urang percaya yen urang ngamainkeun musik urang nuju nyembah.
That is not necessarily so.
Kedah kitu.
Just playing music does not mean that you're worshiping.
Taukur main musik sanes hartosna urang nyembah.
Remember the action has to have the attitude in it.
Emot, tindakan kedah gaduh sikap dilebetna.
Now if that music is pregnant with meaning and worship to God, then it is worship.
Eta umpami musik eta ngandung arti sareng penyembahan ka Allah. Eta teh penyembahan.
But just to play certain keys and styles of music do not make that music worship.
Tapi ngan saukur ngamainkeun konci-koncina sareng rupi-rupi musik teu ngajantenkeun musik eta penyembahan.
The heart determines if the song is worship, not the style of music.
Hate nu nangtukeun penyembahan sanes jenis musikna.
Many people try to take American songs and think that if we can play these we're now really worshiping God.
Terjami nyopi lagu-lagu Amerika sareng dina imutanana umpami tiasa ngamainkeun nuju nyembah ka Allah.
That's not true.
Ieu lepat.
What makes music worship is your attitude in the music.
Adu ngadamel musik janten penyembahan nyaeta sikap saderek.
Just getting a new style of music doesn't make that music any more worship.
Nyanda kiji jenis musik anu anyar sanes ngadamel musik eta janten penyembahan.
In fact, I challenge you to worship God with your own cultural music.
Abdi nangtang ka saderek kanggo nyembah Allah ku budaya saderek nyalira.
And that the Lord would give you songs from heaven through your expression.
Ti bakal masihan saderek lagu-lagu ti sawarga ngalangkungan ungkapan saderek.
That God would give you many new songs.
Allah masihan saderek seueur lagu-lagu enggal.
In fact, I want to pray right now.
Nyatana abdi hoyong adoa ayeuna.
Lord Jesus, I pray you'd give my brothers and sisters many new songs.
Gusti Yesus abdi ngadoa supaya anjeun masihan seueur lagu anu anyar.
Songs from heaven.
Lagu-lagu ti sawarga.
Songs that are great catalysts for praise and worship.
Lagu-lagu anu mangrupikeun ucapan penting kanggo pujian sareng penyembahan.
Songs that would bring worship renewal to these communities.
Lagu anu nganyarkeun penyembahan dina lingkungan.
Songs that would cause people to encounter your presence.
Lagu anu nyebabkeun jalmi ngaraoskeun kasumpinganana.
May they be great ethnic songs.
Ya saoge lagu daerah.
Songs that every nation and tribe would be proud to sing.
Lagu setiap suku bangsa bakal atoh mujikeunana.
In glory and praise to you.
Dina kamulyaan sareng pujian ka mantena.
Holy Spirit, birth songs I pray in Jesus' name.
Roh Suci anu ngalahirkeun lagu anyar abdi ngadoa di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
Expect God to give you new songs.
Punkeun kala supaya masihan lagu anyar.
Now, worship is different than praise.
Penyembahan benten sareng pujian.
See, praise is the sacrifice of faith.
Pujian nyaeta iman anu ngorbankeun.
There is a sacrifice of praise, but there's no sacrifice of worship in the Bible.
Aya hiji korban pujian, tapi teu aya korban penyembahan dina Alkitab.
Worship is based on love.
Penyembahan didasaran ku kanyaah.
But praise is based on an act of obeying God.
Tapi pujian dumasar kana hiji tindakan taat ka Allah.
Whether you feel like it or not.
Nah, sadaya ngaraoskeun atawa terpinte.
You can say to the Lord, I praise you, Lord.
Biasanya harus kieu. Abdi muji anjeun
Gusti. I thank you for what you've done.
Abdi bersyukur kanggo sadaya anu paratos bida melaku anjeun.
But it may not be pregnant with love.
Pangitan ieu teu ngagandung kanyaah.
You don't love in faith.
Sadayak teu mikanyaah dina iman.
You either love or you don't love.
Mikanya tanapi henteu.
It has to have meaning to it.
Ieu kedah aya hartina kana penyembahan.
Praise can be an act of warfare.
Pujian tiasa mangrupikeun hiji tindakan perang.
Worship is an act of intimacy to the Lord.
Penyembahan nyaeta raket sareng Gusti.
Now, worship is a result of you being created.
Penyembahan nyaeta hiji akibat jeung saderek diciptakeun.
Because God created every human being on the face of the earth, they have the capacity to worship.
Pamarga Allah nyiptakeun satiap manusia di sakuliah dunya, marana kaduh kamampuan kanggo nyembah.
Everybody that's born a human being is a worshiper.
Jalmi-jalmi dilahirkeun janten penyembah.
How do we know this?
Maha urang tiasa terakhir.
Because in every culture, they have worshiped something or someone.
Tiap budaya nyembah naon bae.
You see, God manufactured us to be worshipers.
Allah nyiptakeun urang kanggo janten penyembah-penyembah.
And if we don't give our lives to Jesus and worship Him, we'll worship something else.
Pamintan yang akan hirup sareng nyembah ka Yesus, pasti nyembah anu sanes.
Because it's a human thing.
Margeta aya kaitana sareng manusia.
God made us with a desire and a drive to worship.
Allah nyiptakeun urang ku hiji kahoyong sareng dorongan kangge nyembah.
Now worship is to be rendered to God only.
Dan penyembah nyata pasrah ka Allah.
We don't gather to worship for the unsaved.
Urang ngariung kanggo nyembah sanes kanggo jalmi anu tatan selamat.
Or for our benefit.
Tapi kanggo kauntungan pribadi.
Worship is the essential expression given to God.
Penyembahan nyaeta ungkapan penting anu disanggahkeun ka Allah.
Worship centered on His person.
Penyembahan pusatna kana pribadi mantena.
Not His performance.
Anas ka prestasina.
You see, we can praise God for what He's done.
Biasa muji Allah kanggo naon anu dipidamel.
But remember, we worship Him for who He is.
Emot, urang nyembah mantena kumargi saha anjeunna teh.
And worship's a lifestyle.
Penyembahan teh hiji gaya hirup.
It's much more than a song.
Ialah seueur tibatan hiji lagu.
It's much more than lifted hands.
Ialah seueur tibatan panangan-panangan anu diangkat.
We worship as a way of life because we're Christians.
Urang nyembah janten gaya hirup kumargi urang-urang Kristen.
We don't just worship occasionally.
Orang kakak pengen nyembah teh.
And worship is a result of a rebirth.
Penyembahan nyata hiji hasil tina hiji kelahiran anyar.
Because we became temples of the Holy Spirit when we got saved.
Margi orang jantan bait roh suci waktu orang diselamatkan.
Worship regularly occurs no matter where we are.
Penyembahan secara teratur terpaduli di mana orang bae ayana.
Whether you're in the marketplace, you can worship.
Pamisadek aya di pasar tiasa oke nyembah.
Where you're at home or not, you can worship.
Aha, saderek aya di bumi atanapi henteu tiasa nyembah.
And worship is not done by others for you. You have to do it yourself.
Nyembahan teu tiasa dilakukan ku jalma sanes. Kanggo saderek, kedah saderek nyalira anu ngalakukeunana.
Ministers and worship leaders are not surrogates for your worship.
Para pendeta, para pemimpin teu tiasa ngawakilan penyembahan saderek.
You have to participate.
Saderek kedah nyandak bagian.
You have to get involved in public worship.
Saderek kedah terlibat dina penyembahan saderek.
Not only do the acts of worship, but have the right attitude of worship.
Saderek ngan saukur tindakan penyembahan. Tapi oke kadu sikap anu leres dina nyembah.
It has to be personal and individual for you.
Ikada janten hiji hal anu pribadi sareng dilakukeun ku nyalira.
I can't worship for you.
Abdi teu tiasa nyembah kanggo saderek.
You must do it yourself.
Saderek kada ngalakukeun nyalira.
So don't let the leaders be your counterparts or your substitutes for worship.
Janten ulah ngantep para pamimpin ngajantenkeun batur atanapi ngagentos penyembahan.
Get involved yourself.
Lipatkan diri sorangan.
And it must be understood that worship is not aggressive or manipulative.
Sareng tekedah terang yen penyembahan sanes agresif sareng manipulasi.
See, I can't force you to worship.
Abdi teu maksa saderek kanggo nyembah.
Sometimes we lead worship and it's like we're twisting people's arms.
Kadang-kadang abdi mimpin penyembahan sapertos urang nuju ngaporokot lengan jalmi-jalmi.
You got the leaders sometimes are strong and say, "Come on, everyone, let's worship God."
Para pemimpin osok nyarios, "Mangga urang sadaya nyembah ka Allah."
But that doesn't give any more meaning to my worship.
Ieu teu aya hartina dina penyembahan.
Even though I do it because they said to, that doesn't mean I'm worshiping.
Sanos abdi ngalakukeun penyembahan kumarki diajak, ieu teu aya hartina sok sanos abdi nyembah.
It has to come from my heart.
Ya kada muncul tina hati abdi.
Not from my mouth.
Tina lambe.
And we may encourage people to worship, but we can't make them worship.
Urang tiasa ngadorong jalmi kanggo nyembah, tapi urang henteu tiasa ngadamel maranehna nyembah.
We need to lead them by example.
Urang periyoge mimpin anjeunna ku conto.
And develop an appetite and a hunger in them for worship.
Sareng ngahudangkeun minat sareng kahoyong dina diri maranehna kanggo nyembah.
And then they want to run after God and experience Him too.
Sareng maranehna bakal lumpat ka Allah sareng ngalaman sareng anjeunna.
They get thirsty for Him.
Maranehna janten haus ka mantenna.
But we don't make people worship by barking commands to them.
Urang teu tiasa ngadamel jalmi-jalmi nyembah ku parintah.
I'd like to pray for you.
Abdi resep ngadoakan ge saderek.
I believe God wants to give us a fresh revelation of the priority and purpose of worship.
Abdi percanten Allah bade masihan ka urang wahyu anu seger perkais prioritas sareng tujuan penyembahan.
Some people don't think worship's really that necessary.
Para jalmi enteu ngimut yen penyembahan eta teh leres-leres perlu.
It's just a preliminary.
Dengan hiji pembukaan.
But that's only if you think worship is music.
Pemirsa derek gaduh imutan yen penyembahan nyaeta musik.
Then people get through the music quick so we can get into the message.
Panjangnya jalmi ngadamel musik eta enggal dugi ka urang tiasa lebet kana pesan.
But the message is worship too.
Pesan eta nyaeta penyembahan oge.
And the whole activity that we encounter together is worship.
Kataya aktivitas anu dilakukeun sasarengan nyaeta penyembahan.
If our hearts are involved,
pami hate urang ngiring.
If we are meaning everything that we're saying and singing,
pami urang ngalenyapan sagala hal anu urang ucapkeun sareng pujikeun.
And some believers think that worship is something we do at a church building.
Sareng sababaraha jalma percaya yen penyembahan nyaeta anu urang lakukeun di gedung gereja.
But God wants us to worship as a lifestyle.
Tapi alami kahoyong urang nyembah janten gaya hidup.
And some of you are starting to get a revelation of how important worship is.
Sabaraha jalmi di antu bisa derek ngawitan kenging hiji pernyataan sakumaha pentingna penyembahan.
You're feeling a witness in your spirit.
Derek ngaros hiji kasaksian dina roh saderek.
Yeah, this is right.
Mohon, ieu leres.
God wants me to worship him more.
Allah hayang abdi langkung seueur nyembah mantena.
And so I'm going to challenge you to worship in your home.
Dibade nang tang saderek kanggo nyembah di bumi saderek.
Don't be intimidated by your family. Let them hear you worship.
Pelatihan keluarga saderek. Sabios marena ngadangu saderek.
Go around sweeping the floor singing hallelujah.
Dari nyapu kekawihan hallelujah.
Just keep praising God.
Teruskan muji Gusti Allah.
You think you're just sweeping the floor.
Saderek pikir saderek ngan sasapu.
But your praise and worship is filling that house with the glory of God.
Pujian sareng penyembahan sareng nuju minuhan bumi ku kamulyan.
And really, you're sweeping demons out of that place.
Pujian sareng nuju ngusir roh-roh jahat keluar teta tempat.
And the power of God and the peace of God is coming there.
Sareng kawasa Allah katentreman nuju lungsur kadinya.
Because remember, He reigns in our worship and praise.
Kumarki eta sing inget anjeunna marenta tina penyembahan sareng pupujian urang.
He rules in that atmosphere.
Antena marenta dina atmosfer.
Go down the street praising the Lord.
Angkat ke jalan puji pangeran.
And just let your praise be heard in the atmosphere.
Sabios pujian saderek kadangun dina awang-awang.
And serve notice to principalities and powers.
Pasian terang pamarentah-pamarentah sareng penguasa-penguasa.
You have no authority in this place.
Yen maranehan teu gaduh otoritas di tempat
ieu. For Jesus reigns.
Kumaha Yesus anu marentah.
And let the holiness of God come and dwell in your praises.
Sareng kesucian Allah bakal nganjer di tengah-tengah pujian saderek.
Be a power worshiper.
Sing danten penyembahan anu kadu kawasa.
When you worship, the power of His presence come.
Waktu saderek nyembah kawasa di tatan sumping.
And lives are changed by God's revealed presence.
Sareng hirup dirobih ku pernyataan kasumpingan Allah.
Let's pray.
Ka urang doa.
Lord Jesus, I pray for these my brothers and sisters.
Yes, abdi ngadoa kanggo para warga sadayana.
In your name, Lord, let praise and worship spring forth out of their hearts.
Wasmana Gusti, pujian sareng penyembahan muncul tina hatena.
Let it not just come from their mouths or their musical instruments.
Let pujian anu ukur kaluar tina bibir atau napi alat musik.
But let it come from much deeper their hearts.
Bisparas timbul tina la hate manehna anu pangjerona.
Let our hearts be pregnant with adoration and exaltation.
Baras hate apinu kanggo muji sareng ngamulyakeun Allah.
And let us develop a lifestyle of becoming a worshiper.
Baras api ngembangkeun hiji gaya hirup kanggo janten jalmi anu nyembah.
Bring worship renewal to every country and every nation.
Kanggo nyandak perubihan dina penyembahan ka setiap negara sareng bangsa.
That the whole earth would be filled with the glory of your presence.
Jika sealam dunia dipinuhan ku kamulyaan hadirat Tuhan.
Because the whole earth is praising and worshiping you.
Kumaha sealam dunia nuju muji sareng nyembah anjeun.
I pray for worship renewal for those that are watching this in Jesus' name.
Abdi doa supados dianyarkeun penyembahan kanggo satiap anu nyaksikeun program ieu di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
Be inspired to worship the Lord and give Him your utmost for His highest.
Ya saderek kudu inspirasi kanggo nyembah Gusti Yesus masihan mantena anu pangsaena kanggo kamulyaanana.
Amen.
Amen.